I am Pierre Lumumba here at the Ngong Hill Wind Power Station in Kajiado County in Kenya, in the continent of Africa, and we continue our conversation around Africans in the diaspora. And today we talk about the Caribbean and what is sometimes referred to as South America or Latin America, depending on who you are talking about. The history of this region is one that is understood, but in my view, not understood from an Afrocentric standpoint. The movement of persons of African descent took place from the year in 1500s way up to 1860. And it is estimated that anything between 12 million and 12.5 million people were taken to the islands of the Caribbean. That is to include Trinidad and Tobago, Antigua and Barbuda, St. Kitts and Nevis, Suriname, St. Lucia, and Jamaica, and of course to Cuba. And in the continent of South America, quite a large population in Brazil and Colombia and even Chile and the controversial Argentina, which deserves special attention. And many of these individuals, of course, found themselves in the farms, having been transported there variously by the British colonizers, the Dutch colonizers, the French colonizers, and their fate is one that was unfortunate, if you may. In the course of the journey, it is estimated that over half of those who left the coastal parts of places such as Togo, Dahomey, now Benin, Nigeria, you find a very large population specifically of persons of Yoruba descent in Brazil. Angola supplied quite a large majority of the slaves to Brazil, as did Mozambique, Guinea-Bissau, Cabo Verde, and they found themselves in spaces where they were abused, and abused in ways that defy description. But the question that concerns us most now is that the whole Pan-African consciousness, people never say this as often as they should, but when the whole idea of going back to the continent of Africa started in earnest, it is in the Caribbean. People want to refer to the creation of Liberia through the President Monroe, then of the United States of America. But we forget that as early as the middle part of the 19th century, it is Sylvester Williams of Trinidad and Tobago who started the first Pan-African movement. And his argument at that time was that you needed to create a consciousness, not only within the Caribbean, but within persons who were in the African Union. So when we look at the founders or the pioneers of Pan-Africanism, Trinidad and Tobago, Sylvester Williams stands out in that regard, having held meetings in London, in Paris, and in different parts of the Caribbean in an attempt to marshal persons of the diaspora at that time. Perhaps the much more memorable effort from the African diaspora is the efforts of Marcus Garvey from Jamaica. Marcus Garvey actually took the view that persons of African descent should go back to the African continent. And his company, which he created and moved from Jamaica to the United States, actually tried to have people move to the continent of Africa. And it is not lost on me, perhaps others may debate this, that when Ghana regained independence, the Lone Star was depicted and is still depicted in the Ghanaian flag. So the Caribbean has been very important. Perhaps the connection has not been as one would have loved it to be, given the large number of persons of African descent. Let us take Brazil. It is estimated that the largest number of Africans or persons of African descent outside of the continent of Africa are to be found in Brazil. And unfortunately, from an economic perspective, they have not done as well as they ought to have done. Of course, we have seen prominent Africans in the diaspora in footballing, such as Edson Arantes de Nascimento, known to the world as Pele. We have seen other players of that description. But in the economic arena, they have not been as strong as they ought to be. In Colombia, we also know that there are persons of African descent, and it is instructive that not so long ago, 2 years ago, I think in 2023, the vice president of Colombia is actually a dark-skinned African, which tells you that they are beginning to acquire prominence. In Argentina, there are unverifiable allegations that persons of African descent were not treated very well and that therefore you don't see a very large population. In the Caribbean, there has now been a clear consciousness, particularly from Trinidad and Tobago, from Guyana and from Barbados. And this has been manifested through the creation in the recent past of what is known as the CARICOM, which is a deliberate effort on the part of certain African leaders, or rather Caribbean leaders, to work with Africa. In Jamaica, there was a very famous prime minister who was very inclined towards Africa. That was Michael Manley. In the recent past in Barbados, we have seen Mia Motley. We have seen persons of African descent from that part of the world, such as Walter Rodney. Guyana was very prominent in the struggles in different parts of Africa. And Cuba, people may not appreciate the inclination of Cuba's Fidel Castro to Africa. In many ways, it was also informed by persons of African descent in the diaspora. That is why Cuba was very present in the struggles in Angola on the side of MPLA when the apartheid regime wanted to topple the administration of Agostinho Neto. So when we look at that part of the world, I hold the view, and many hold the view that I hold, that the Caribbean ought to be a lot more closer to the continent of Africa, and that we ought to have a lot more in terms of relationship of an economic nature. In Nairobi, Kenya, there is now an office, a CARICOM office, which is deliberately designed to enhance trade between the Caribbean and the continent of Africa on the eastern part. In West Africa, countries such as Antigua and Barbuda now have offices in Abuja in Nigeria. And in the year 2025, the very first flight, air flight by Air Peace, actually took passengers, and it is meant to ferry goods to Trinidad and Tobago. So one sees an increment in the interaction between Africans in the continent and Africans in the Caribbean and even in Latin America. We have seen under the aegis of BRICS, the connection or the necessary connection between Brazil and the continent of Africa, particularly persons of African descent, is beginning to get a lot more pronounced. So going forward, it is becoming manifest to the continent of Africa that the time is now for purposes of ensuring that this historical gulf that existed over a long period is bridged. And sometimes I understand why the Caribbean did not work with the rest of Africa in the manner that it did, particularly the diaspora. The economies in those countries tend to be small. And because they are small, they tend to find interaction much more with the countries that are closer to them, such as the United States of America or Brazil. But they are beginning to realize that there is need for people to people, and that indeed, courtesy of technology, it is now possible to trade in critical areas using the modern technology that we have. The other thing that is important in this regard, that when people begin to think of South to South, it is now becoming manifest that when we are thinking about South to South and thinking about delinking the world from the hegemony of Western Europe and the United States of America, the enhanced trade within persons in the diaspora in the Caribbean and in Latin America or South America and the continent of Africa is going to be very critical. And I say this conscious of the fact that in Kenya and many countries in East Africa, we are beginning to import fish feed from Brazil. We are importing sugar from Brazil. We are importing ethanol from Brazil. And this tells you that there is that connectivity. We are importing wine from Chile and Argentina. And we are importing wine and other products from the Caribbean. All these are telling us the single story that is the story of the diaspora. And the beauty of the whole arrangement is that the continent of Africa at critical institutions have also recognized that the diaspora, wherever they are, cannot be ignored. When you are talking about 250 million people of African descent or origin in South America, to mean Latin America and Caribbean combined, it tells you that that is a big population. In fact, that population is only second to the population of Nigeria. In other words, if they were a country, they would be the largest country in terms of population in the continent of Africa. And the economic value of such individuals cannot be downgraded, and combined, they cannot be downgraded. And if Africa is to look to the diaspora, we must not confine our vision to North America. We must descend to the Caribbean. We must descend to South America. And the beauty is technology is in our favor. And with technology, our diaspora will be the engine as we try to regenerate Africa in all perspectives. Ladies and gentlemen, our discussion on diverse issues on the continent of Africa continues apace. We will see you next time when we continue with the conversation. Thank you very much.